The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining us. It is Casual Friday, and it is our second one of March. It's very exciting. And what a week. I don't know. What a week. I'm glad to see the end of it. Hoping that maybe the next one will be a little bit kinder to me. I'm joined here tonight. Adam is in studio back in Eden Prairie. Adam, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. And yes, this was a very long week. Very long.
Yeah. Well, and you have gone, I mean, you've been back actually for a little bit from your vacation, but then you were sick.
Yeah. And it was my first full week back at my full-time job. And yeah.
man.
I preferred being on the boat. Let's just put it that way. But
so we're gonna talk about Adam's vacation here. Hopefully it's not the equivalent of a radio version of a slideshow, Adam. I'm hoping that it's
Have brought my phone with all the handful of pictures that I took.
Well, you know what? It's another radio experiment.
There we go.
So yeah. Let's just see what happens. We got a jam packed episode tonight. We are going to be doing question of the week. We'll probably do that in the second segment. We are also going to announce how next week we're going to be giving away tickets. And I'm really excited about this. We're going to be giving away tickets for a special screening of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It comes out on March 22nd, but we're going to have tickets for a preview screening on March 19th. And we'll talk a little bit about how those tickets will be made available to those. Now, we get a lot of people all over the world listening. And in fact, in the comments, Sharon is from Australia. So hi, Sharon. What is it? Wednesday over there now? No, I'm just kidding. But but unfortunately, this is only for people locally in the Twin Cities. And this is going to be an online only giveaway. So we're going to have details about that in a little bit. But, you know, my goodness, you know, Adam, with you taking Brad is wondering if airfare is included if she wins or maybe if he wins as well the tickets. We'll make sure you don't. That's how that works.
Brad, it's only a 13-hour road trip from Shelbyville to Eden Prairie.
Yeah, we don't need to hear your crap. You know, just either come up here or just stay over there. All right. So here, when you take a vacation, it's a pretty serious ordeal because you're hobnobbing with the stars is what you're doing.
Yeah, I honestly enough, I actually was this time, and it was really fun. I went on the Jay and Silent Bob cruise askew, and if anybody knows me, they know that I'm into Kevin Smith movies the way that Greg here is into Doctor Who. An addiction and obsession.
So in a sickening way. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's so I fell in love with the View Askew universe, as it's called, Clerks, the original flick, when I was moonlighting in a small town video store, and one of the characters, Randall Graves, worked in a small town video store in that movie, and Randall Graves became my spirit animal, that character from that moment forward, which is why I've probably never held a management position in my entire life, but that's beside the point. The cruise was great. It was actually a celebration of my wife and I's 20th anniversary, which was the previous November. But this cruise wasn't until February, so we celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary there. Got to literally run into my favorite actor of all time, a guy named Jason Lee. You guys probably would know him as he played Tom Cruise's best friend in the movie Vanilla Sky. He played Dave in the live action Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. Those are probably the most famous flicks he's been in. And literally ran into him and kind of reminded him of a movie that he had done, a Starz original, a long time ago. And, you know, I'm basically was like, I love all your work. Mumford, by far, though, is a very underrated comedy. And I quote one of the lines back to him, and he gives me this weird look for a second. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember that, because the love interest has a dog named Danny Ainge. And he goes on this rant like, nobody likes Danny Ainge. Not even, you know, the teams that he played for liked him, you know, and things like that. And I kind of quoted that back to him. And then he's like, yeah, that was a pretty decent flick, blah, blah, blah. You know, he walks about 5 feet away, turns around. He's like, you know what, man? Mumford really is an underrated movie. I'm like, yes, sir, it is.
That is great. That is really cool to be able to meet these people. And you posted pictures on your own Facebook page of you hobnobbing. And I mean, you had did you have access then to like Kevin Smith and like, were they just walking around? And
yeah, unlike a lot of the other themed cruises, Kevin, Jay, everybody who were the artists or performers that were there, they were out amongst the wild with everyone else. And to me, it was very neat to see, you know, because yes, none of them have made big flicks. You know, the ones that came from the Viewisk universe, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, of course, they were not there. But, you know, you had everybody else. And, yeah, they were out in the wild. My wife ran into Trevor Furman, who's actually from South St. Paul, and he's part of the Viewisk universe. She ran into him at the buffet, got to talk to him for a few moments. One of the fellows from Comic Book Men, the TV show that was on AMC, a guy named Ming Chen. My wife and I met him in November at Twin Cities Con. And he remembered who we were. He came up to us on a couple different occasions and, you know, had conversations with us.
Wow.
And that, you know, that to me was the most gratifying part of the vacation was the fact that, yeah, we dropped a lot of money. It's a theme cruise, so it's a little bit more expensive than your normal cruises.
Sure.
But the fact that the celebrities, if you will, were so willing to talk to the people who essentially have made their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that often, not even at conventions when you go and drop your $50 to $80 for your autograph and photo and all that. Most of them are like, you know, 5 minutes in and out, if that.
Oh, I think you'd be lucky for that, right? I mean,
right.
It's like a minute, 30 seconds to a minute, you know, it's just like, you know, in and out.
Yeah, for the most part. But yeah, these guys, they all wanted to come up and talk to you, get to actually know you, which was cool because we've known them as the fans of the Viewisk universe for 30 years at this point, because Clerks came out in 94.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're now to a point where, you know, they want to come out and meet everyone who supported them for all these years. And I thought that was absolutely amazing.
That is great. So it was a fantastic time. You and your wife had a great time out there.
I did have a couple little paranormal things, though, out there to keep with the theme of the show.
Sure.
Number one is
time for everything, right?
Right. I only took a couple of photos of being out in the Atlantic Ocean, but the two photos that I took, I specifically took them when we were in the Bermuda Triangle portion, just to be like, I'm in the Bermuda Triangle. The only thing that disappeared was money out of my wallet, so it wasn't me.
Do you know that you're in the same universe that you left in? I mean, maybe that's changed and you don't realize it.
If it starts raining and it's donuts and not water, then I know I picked the right world to live in. That's a callback to a Halloween Treehouse of Horrors.
I was going
to
say Treehouse of Terror. Yeah. So what about what else do you take pictures of that is of paranormal nature?
All right. So a number of years ago, there was a movie called Red State that Kevin Smith had done. And it was in what year was it? 2011. And Red State is essentially, he based this, not loosely, but solely on Fred Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church.
Okay.
And if there's anything scary in life, it's Fred Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church. These are the guys who would go and protest soldiers' funerals with, you know, they're going to hell and all that kind of stuff. Nobody liked them. So he based this horror movie called Red State on the Phelps family. And part of the View Askew Museum that was there, he had outfits and props from movies. And one of the outfits that was out and on a mannequin was the outfit worn by the late, great Michael Parks, who played the main character based after Fred Phelps, Aben Cooper. And it's the outfit he wore. And when you walk up to it, and I don't know if it's psychosomatic because I know what the character was based on, or it's because there's some sort of connection with the wardrobe that was on display, but you walk up to it and you would get the heebie-jeebies. You honestly would. I got the same feeling I get, you know, the tingling in the legs and the little bit of a chill when I walked up to that outfit as I do, like, when something weird goes on in my life or here at the studio. It was almost that same feeling.
Did your wife feel that?
No, she did not. But okay. She wasn't with me when I went through the View Askew Museum. She was off doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of just walking through there by myself, snapping photos of all the cool stuff, and walked up to that outfit. I'm like, whoa, holy cow. And there was one other person who was in the little area of the props and stuff, but they were like way over on the other side, and I didn't know who they were. So I wasn't about to say something, even though I should have.
Well, as it happens, you found a couple people who listened to our show on the cruise.
I did. It was amazing. So we're up on the pool deck as before the cruise is actually pulled out of the Miami port.
Sure.
And everybody's supposed to gather up on the pool deck for the safety meeting. And then they were going to kick everything off with a Jay and Silent Bob Get Old podcast. So before all that starts, Danny and I are walking around on the pool deck and just hanging out, talking, and we run across a group of people, and they're talking about conspiracy theories. And it's like, oh, well, we've kind of dipped our toe into that here on Ghost Box Radio, especially recently with the Lincoln's Body episode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit with, you know, more serial killer or anything, but with H.H. Holmes. And I know we want to dip our toes more into that realm, like drinking the Kool-Aid. You had her on.
Yep, and Megs, yep.
So walk over there and, you know, start talking about conspiracy theories, and the conversation kind of switched to cartoon conspiracy theories for a little bit, like the Rugrats and the Caillou conspiracy
theory. Oh, sure, yeah.
And, you know, and then I like, you know, yeah, I like, because we were talking about a particular podcast, and I'm like, you know, I do listen to that one from time to time, but the one that I really prefer is the one that I work with called Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. And where was the people like, oh, my God, I listened to that show. And it's like, you do? And they're spouting off episodes. There was a woman from Washington State. Her name was Julia. And she couldn't get over. She was talking about the Patterson film where we've had
Davis.
Yeah, MK Davis is doing the 4K restoration, and she's gone and looked for the clips that he's put online. And, you know, she's really into that, but she's from Washington State, so, you know, that's kind of her backyard. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into another individual from Alabama named Adrian who listens to the show and claims he has a haunted house. So I would like to give both of those lovely individuals a shout out on the Absolutely. Show when you listen back to it, or if you're listening live, please hit up the comments. But I was just there to kind of, you know, by the way, if you like that, you should check out this radio show. And there were two people who listened.
I mean, yeah, Adrian and Julia, thank you very much for listening. That's very cool. And what I like about that story was that the reaction wasn't, I've heard of that.
Exactly. It was like, oh, my God, I listened to that show. And I'm like, oh, my God, I do. So the best thing part about that is, selfishly, my wife was there for the conversation. So it's kind of like, see, we're not just paying to see celebrities. You came with one. Ha, ha, ha.
I mean, did they change the billing of the cruise to Jay and Silent Silent Bob and Adam?
They should have. They really should have,
right? I mean, right. That's kind of what
they should have got
done.
A cut of that. But that was so surreal, though, to be honest with you. Just like I'm there being a fanboy, and there's two people who know who we are.
That's cool. I mean, you know, you got to think that's not bad. I mean, considering how the world works, that, you know, I mean, we're never saying we're coast to coast audience size by any stretch of the imagination. So anybody who listens, we just cherish, and we want to keep them
forever.
Keep them in a box. Yeah. You're ours. Nope. So yeah, no, I think that come to Minnesota. No, so yeah, I mean it's I could see the numbers coming down, going down in the feed actually rapidly. That's just a coincidence.
I think that was pretty evil. You're really not selling Minnesota with a come to Minnesota.
Come out, see us. We're gonna be in the next segment, we're gonna be doing our question of the week. So if you haven't answered on the Facebook pages, here's your chance to put it into the comments if you so want. If you found out the evolution of humans have been helped by an alien intervention, would you be surprised? Would you be disappointed? What would your thoughts be on this subject? And we got a lot of people who put in their thoughts on it. You can write it in the comments. You can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to do question of the week, and we're just going to let things go and see where they end up. This is Casual Friday, and you're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Now, this weekend at Mega's Book, some great things are happening. We've been talking about it all week, and it's actually this weekend. So please go check out. And March 9th is Chaos Magic 101, starting at 1 p.m. This class is going to cover the history of Chaos Magic as a movement, as well as its core philosophy. Students will leave with an understanding of how to immediately use the principles of Chaos Magic, as well as how to make their own sigils. And then on Sunday, March 10th, it's a fun way to explore the tarot. Nancy Antonucci is hosting a tarot sandbox lab at Magus Books in Minneapolis. This free experiential class offers playful exercises to help you deepen your understanding of tarot imagery. You got to pre-register. Please go to magusbooks.com, pre-register. But even so, go out there, check out the books, check out the herbs that they do, and how they put them together. We're hoping to get Liz on here at some point to talk about that as well. And you really should go, because after talking about this for a week, tonight is the first night that I said Nancy Antonucci's name correctly. It has taken five nights actually, to do it right. And as a celebration, you all should honor me by going out to Mega's Books and saying he finally got your name right, because he finally learned how to read. So, I mean, I don't know, Adam. It's
well, the next time Nancy is out there, I'm not even going to attempt the last name. You've got it down pat.
Yeah. Well, I should just play the recording of her name.
There you know, you go.
Every time, just like I play it off of my mixer or something.
Just edit out the dates, you know, just change the date every time.
It's four syllables. Her last name is four syllables.
Ooh,
I mean,
I barely get past two and a half.
And you know, I think and Brianna was nice enough to actually phonetically spell it out. Mm-hmm. But I think that's actually what's kind of throwing me off a little bit. And nothing against Brianna for doing that. It's just that, because that's the way you should do it. But you know, when you're dealing with people like me who you can barely say my own name, you know, you really have to be careful.
That's right, Mr. Bacon.
Yeah, well, right. Every that's what everyone calls me that. It's been with me my entire life.
So 6 degrees of Greg Bacon?
Right, exactly. And there's like nobody beyond it. You know? Just no one beyond me whatsoever. So question of the week. And I love the fact that so many people get involved with this. It's a lot of fun. Some of them are getting a little, you know, get a little serious. But this week's question is this. If you found out the evolution of humans has been helped by an alien intervention, would you be surprised, disappointed, and what would your thoughts be on this subject? I'm just curious. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's like I'm a big fan of the earlier episodes of Ancient Aliens, but they're pretty much creating episodes that basically say every aspect of our lives has some sort of alien intervention of some kind, even down to the founding fathers. And I'm personally not really there myself, but you know, what do I know, right? I mean, someday we're going to find out the truth, and I'll be like, wow, I was really wrong about all of this. You know, not too surprising, to be honest. So I want to go to Facebook and kind of read what some of the people are saying. And once again, please put in the comments your answers, or if you want to call in and talk about it, 952-946-6205. Our number is 952-946-6205. If you want to tell us about what you think about if the evolution of humans have been helped by alien intervention, is it going to be, would that be surprising news to you? Would you be disappointed to hear that we didn't create all this lusciousness around us ourselves? And, you know, just your general thoughts on it. So why don't we get some, we'll read some of these comments here from Facebook. Brad says, with the way some of ancient structures were built, I'm not surprised in the least. And that's, Adam, I think you've watched this show enough. I mean, not our show, but Ancient Aliens, mm-hmm. where, you know, they do pull out stuff where it shows how the only way for, I mean, the mathematical correctness of some of these big boulders moving into place, big blocks, and that they are so, they're so perfectly cut out that, number one, what kind of device moves all those big blocks, and to get them cut correctly, you know, all the ancient alien people are like, lasers. That's the only way. Lasers. I mean, it's interesting.
I was just watching something, like, it wasn't Ancient Aliens. It was Untold Mysteries, I believe. Yeah, okay. It was Discovery or something like that. But they actually were talking about the Egyptian times, and when King Tutankhamun or King Tut was found, one of the amulets he was wearing was cut glass, and it was a stained glass, which that technology didn't show up for another like 800 years. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. on one of the necklaces around the sarcophagus had a cut stained glass amulet in it. So where did that come from?
Exactly. You know, and that's, you know, one of the things too that's interesting about this is that how far did civilizations get, and then those advancements have been forgotten?
Oh yeah.
I mean, maybe they were able to do stained glass to a certain version of stained glass, but we don't know that because that's lost to the ages. I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, you had other rulers in Egypt who would, you know, like, get rid of past pharaohs, like, essentially have any engravings of their name crossed out. So who knows whatever they would have done to any other script or text, you know, mm-hmm. from the previous reigns. But, you know, that's throughout the known history of man. You know, what's the saying? The winners write the history books.
Oh, totally.
So you've essentially had, you know, people fighting each other for millennia. Who knows how much info was probably left from an extraterrestrial visitor that's now, you know, gone.
Now, going to the comment section of tonight's show, Robin says, I'd be disappointed that they didn't fix more issues like racism and classism. And, you know, that I think that's an interesting point as well, because what if we do have alien interventions, what is it? Is it strictly to show us on an industrial level, on a technological level, advance us that way? And are they caring less about the social side to it? And then there's that whole, I wonder of, like, are we just some experiment? And they're just kind of, we'll kind of, like, you know, if you have a hamster, you're going to give them the wheel, you're going to give them the water bottle, you're going to give them, you know, the sawdust or whatever on the ground for them to kind of sleep in or whatever. Whatever happens after that, it's up to them. So, you know, is that what we're kind of doing with, like, they'll help us build the pyramids. They'll help us, you know, maybe build something that actually is, you know, worshiping them to a certain extent. But then what happens after that? They're just sitting back and just kind of waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, kind of like, here's the toys, now go play.
Yeah, we'll see what you come up with.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, it's like even like cell phone. I don't think that was man technology, to be 100% honest with you.
Well, I mean, and the thing is that they'll come back, you know, they'll let us go play and they'll come back and they'll just see like the smoldering, you know, ball in space, but, you know, whatever. well, let's see here. Christy says she wouldn't be surprised. Tracy said that she wouldn't be surprised at all. P Peter had said, I just wonder if they'd consider it a success, which is, I think, a very...
That's a good
question. Yeah, absolutely. It kind of goes along with, are we some kind of, you know, experiment? What if all this time we're just like, you know, we're like some like child's experiment? We're not even, it's not even like a race of beings that have, you know, that are trying to watch for our future and trying to help us. They're in fact like some like child, like we're a science project, you know?
So we're Lisa Simpson's tooth?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what we are.
You know, I can almost buy that, to be 1,000% honest with you.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Let's see here. Michelle says, I wouldn't be surprised or disappointed. You always have to have one of those in these answers. But doubt that there will be a definitive answer in my lifetime. Some mysteries may never be solved. Maybe some of our ancestors were geniuses who were executed for their strange ideas and their discoveries died with them, which we're kind of talking about. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And had to be relearned again. Science and technology has been seen as witchcraft or heresy. So its finding may be hidden and or destroyed over and over again. I think that is just such a spot on answer, quite honestly. No need to actually read any more. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we can, let's call it a night. I'll hit the outro and
we'll see you next week, folks.
Bye.
So
that was a darn good answer to that one.
I should have saved that one for the end. Let's see. Robin says, not surprised, but couldn't they have taught us to use it better than we have been using it? I mean, that's the thing, right? And for those just tuning in, we're doing question of the week. If you found out the evolution of humans have been helped by an alien intervention, would you be surprised, disappointed? What would your thoughts be on this subject? Once again, folks, if you did not answer on our Facebook pages, which is totally fine, feel free, if you wanted to comment, put in the comment section on Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken at Facebook or AM950 Facebook page as well, or anywhere you're watching this. But you can also call in 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Make Adam work because he has been just lounging on a boat, not caring about anything, kind of walking around the place like a bigwig because two people know this show. On the boat, which quite frankly is amazing.
Yeah, so. I thought so too. I was like so shocked. It's like, man, now I really got to be in my best behavior.
So Bradley says, first of all, I must have a cold or something. My voice is just really, God. I was at the station today, so that immediately destroys my larynx.
Oh,
will to live. What's that?
It's so dry in here.
It is dry in here there. And it's like, you know, they just kind of, you know, they brick you into a cement box down there. What people don't know is when Adam gets there, they have to break down the brick wall. And then he goes into the studio and then they relay the brick wall. There are no doors.
Yeah,
so,
there was a couple weeks ago they forgot about me. Thanks for leaving, Patrick.
Okay, so Bradley says, I would not be surprised, but would have so many questions, right? We just leave us to our own. Why just leave us to our own devices? If we are a test or whatever you would like to call us, how often have you interfered? And then I'm going to add to that. It's like, is there like a moment, like if you're playing like Sim City and you can see this little town that you created is kind of like riding against each other? Is that when you kind of come in and kind of maybe stop us from like blowing ourselves up? Let's see here. Did you have any part in our creation? If so, were we created or perhaps even simply placed on this planet as an experiment? As far as I know, there's people I know that I'm guarantee were delivered here as pods, by the way. Did humanity fail on your planet and you were trying to see if we would fare differently? Lastly, why not just openly help us along? Why the secrecy? Wow, that's, you know what I love about this? That's a lot of thought.
Yeah, it is.
I thought that's great. And I mean that in a very good way. I really appreciate people like, you know, you all always give such great answers. You always put so much thought into it. I just love it. Thank you so much for that. Let's see here. What else do we got here? David said, why worry? It's far too late to do anything about it now. It's, you know what? I like that. Just like, yeah, just, you know, blow us up. Mike says, I'd be surprised if they were involved in our biological evolution, but not technological evolution, which is kind of what we were talking about earlier. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, that's, I think technology, absolutely. Because look at the massive jumps that technology has taken since Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally. So what was it prior to even that? You know, so I definitely see on the technological side.
Yeah. I mean, to me personally, there's no doubt in my mind about that. But, you know, you never know. I mean, I hate to say that I give us no credit as a human race to do anything original, but still, there has to be some sort of reverse engineering happening to some degree in our modern time, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bruce, who I saw on the chat here tonight, he said, I wouldn't be surprised, but want to know why they haven't helped more or since. Though now that I say that, perhaps we've been helped countless times. As each great society ceases to exist, so much knowledge, beliefs, and culture is lost, then the next society is helped, again to develop until it too faces into history. Maybe each is its own experiment, seeded by the aliens to see how different variables develop into similar yet markedly different cultures. Isn't that interesting?
I love our listeners. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Answers. Are you sure you love your listeners? Brad just says, Adam is the Kool-Aid man. So, I mean, there is, the, you know, for every good response, you get one of those.
It's Brad. We're good.
You know, it's nice. He was firing on me yesterday during Myth or Mystery, so it's nice to see that his target's somewhere else tonight.
I'll give you the reprieve by showing up, but then again, I'm going to have to get the restraining order against him, like with Ernie.
Where are we at for time here? We can get a couple more. Let's see here. We can just forget breaks tonight, right? It's break free Friday.
Right on. I'll jump ahead in the log.
Yeah, exactly. Emily says that I love this question. My short answer is no, I wouldn't really be surprised. The long answer goes into a few of my favorite topics, the Anunnaki and the Panspermia. Love this question. So we gotta look into those at some point too. Lisa says, I wouldn't be surprised in the least. I'd ask if human ego has played a part in our slow evolution and progress. I'd have a lot of questions. I think that's really interesting. If human ego, like we ourselves are dulling down our own advancement because we just on so many levels, we're infighting, or we're making claims, you know, putting our flag down in different areas that we're stopping things going in the direction it should be going. You know what I mean?
That's 1,000% agreeable. Yeah.
I agree. Let's see here. Stacy says, I would not be surprised. I wonder if they're continuing to intervene and if they're truly trying to help us improve, or if we're just curiosities to them. So we're all wondering whether or not we are science experiments, basically. and it's true. I mean, it's very true. I think so many questions, and I just feel like that. I don't think we have too many people who are like, it wasn't any sort of outside influence that helped our development. I think most people are like, there's something. We don't know what, but there's something. Very interesting. Very interesting. Why don't we do this? Let's take our next break. When we come back, I'll see if we have any more. If you want to add to this with your opinion, put into the comments, or you can call in 952-946-6205. We'll talk a little bit about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire ticket giveaway. We have a lot going on. It's quite the busy Casual Friday. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join us Monday on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. You've been hearing the ads for Twin Cities Pagan Pride, Paganicon 2024. We're going to have some of the featured guests that are going to be appearing. It's already going to start a week from today. And honestly, we're going to be able to talk about how important This is to the Minnesota community. We're also going to talk about what to expect at this convention. I suspect that there are a number of you who find this very interesting, but aren't sure like how to integrate yourself into this culture. And this is a perfect place to do it, to get into that pagan culture. But also my show on Monday is going to be a perfect way for you to find out what's going on at Paganicon and how it is going to be worth your time to go and check it out. So that's Monday on Ghost Box Radio. We're really excited about that. And another thing that I want to talk about is it's going to be tomorrow, actually, at the White Bear Meadery. It's the March Macabre Meadery Market. And this is being put on by Emily, who you may see on the show on occasion. And Emily, I know that you have called in, and I'd love it if you could tell us a little bit what to expect at the March Macabre Meadery Market tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. So tomorrow we're going to have 10 vendors, as well as Jody from Midwest Witchery and Healing, and she will be doing, you know, her thing. But we have lots of different jewelry. We have original art prints. There's actually a leather crafter there who she makes a lot of equestrian leather, like really mm-hmm. custom equestrian leather, but she does a ton of other stuff too. She's going to be there, candles, you name it. So many different good things. And I guess, I mean, I'll be there. I mean, that's just, I guess.
And I guess, you know, that's going to be awesome too. And I might be able to stop out tomorrow. I'm trying to decide if I can make that work, but I definitely want to check it out. And one word that really kind of jumped out to me with the March Macabre Meadery Market is mead. Because it's
at a
meadery, right?
It is at a meadery. It's actually, I guess don't quote me on this 100%, but to my understanding, it's Minnesota's first and largest authentic sort of feel mead hall. So they have like the long benches and the long tables, and it's really, really cool.
That is amazing. That is really amazing. So what time does your event run tomorrow?
So it starts at 12 p.m. and goes until 5 p.m. And the meadery actually opens at noon too. So that's kind of cool.
So there is a lot of stuff happening around here. And this is so cool to see, you know, especially seeing people getting out and doing stuff again. I just love that. So definitely go out to White Bear Meadery. And what I love, because you wrote the copy that I've been reading all week, and thank you for putting in names that I can pronounce. But you putting in, I love the line, dive into the dark side of delight. I love that. I love that line.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. And I think everyone needs to dive into the dark side of delight at the March Macabre Meadery Market. There's a lot of alliterations as well going on here as well.
Somebody commented that too. I don't know. I love alliteration. It's just who I am as a person, I guess. But I do want to mention too that anybody who goes and mentions the show will get 10% off at my table tomorrow.
You said they get $10,000? No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. You might want to wait a few days before you cash that one, though. Yeah.
But okay, so if they go to your table, if they go to Crunchy Soap and Home table, right?
Correct. Yes.
And you get, if they say, "Hey, I heard about you on Ghost Box Radio," they're going to get 10% off their purchase.
That's correct. So as long as you mention your name and the show, some combination therein, they will get 10% off.
Well, that's very nice. Do you think you might also have them like do a quick little tap dance routine as well, that it has to be perfect before you give them the 10%, or are you just going to leave it?
I require the truffle shuffle.
But then also maybe throw them the Charleston for an extra 1% on top of that or something. I don't know.
It has to be better than my Charleston, though.
Yeah, right. So that's, once again, folks, that is tomorrow, noon to 5. It's going to be at the White Bear Meadery. It is the March Macabre Meadery Market. A lot of 10 vendors going to be there. You can also sample the mead there. If you want to know more information, go visit Crunchy Soap and Home on Facebook. Check out. And while you're there, please check out everything else Emily is doing. Emily is kind of burning up the town here with events, so it's keep your eye on her. There's some great stuff that's coming up, so Very cool. Emily,
thank
you. An
arson of events, if you will. Thank you so much.
What's that, Emily?
An arson of events, if you will.
Exactly. Emily, thank you so very much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All righty. So, folks, yeah, once again, stop in at the March Macabre Meadery Market at the White Bear Meadery. So that's tomorrow, and that's from noon to 5. We have been talking about our question of the week, and that is simply, if you found out the evolution of humans have been helped by an alien intervention, would you be surprised, disappointed? What would your thoughts be on the subject? Just a couple more people and just kind of putting in just some comments, some general comments. Carol says that it's a fun show tonight. Love all the interesting ideas listeners have. Oh, and she said, definitely not surprised. She wouldn't be surprised. I do see an alien in the comments. So that's, I mean, to me, that's proof. They call this kind of alien calls himself Ernie. So, you know, that is definitely proof in my mind. And Adam, I'm pretty sure in your mind as well, that creatures walk amongst us that we don't quite don't understand.
Oh, they definitely do. And we got E.T., but I see his wonderful wife, Denise, has also popped in to kind of keep the levity.
She's kind of the handler. She's the Elliot of the duo. So
basically, to get Ernie to behave, just throw some Reese's pieces down and
pretty much. Okay, so Bruce, who had that really nice write up as well, he said, maybe we know and believe to praise the help received, be it a god, gods, angels, or aliens, or what we would call as spiritualists, source. You know, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, your ideas are as good as anybody's, because it's one of those that we obviously just don't know, but so many interesting takes on it. You know, I'm trying to pull up the station Facebook page here real fast, see if anybody has commented on my post from this afternoon about it. Give me one quick second as we try to find, and nope, that would be nobody. So never mind. It's, you know, sometimes you get people on the AM950 page that they comment about it, Adam, and sometimes they do it like, because some of these are, you know, AM950 being kind of a political station, mm-hmm. they don't have time for the people like you and I. You know, they're just like, go away.
Yeah, but, you know, they're like, this has nothing to do with politics, move on. But sometimes it does when there's congressional hearings.
Right, absolutely. But I will tell you, because I'm looking at the numbers right now, for the people who are watching us on Facebook right now, the majority of them are watching on the AM950 Facebook page.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things that is really cool. So thank you all very much for watching us on these. It's been really fun to be able to, you know, interact with everybody and do these shows. I mean, almost everybody. I mean, there's people on here that I could probably boot, but, you know, we'll keep them around for a while.
I work here. You can't boot me.
Right? No. Well, we just won't unseal the room.
Oh, there
you know,
go.
And,
yeah.
And that oxygen is only going to last for so long. So, so we have about 6 minutes left or so. You had thoughts on this, and we didn't really talk about them. So, what's your thoughts, Adam?
So, what I had put into the Facebook was about Okla. Okla is located in Gabon, Africa. It's on the west side of the continent, and it's basically discovered in 1972 when it was still a French colony. They were running nuclear tests there, and they kept finding nuclear energy had been there. Now, this is 1972, and there should have been no nuclear reactor to create any sort of nuclear fission at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there is what has been debated as either naturally made, man-made, or some feel that there was some extraterrestrial involvement. There was a nuclear reactor that's been there hundreds and hundreds of years in Gabon, Africa. and it's called Okla. And to me, that one's one of the more fascinating ones because that creates energy. And mm-hmm. whenever we see so many UFOs, UAPs, there's usually a massive energy source around because you're always finding a lot of them popping up near nuclear sites.
Isn't that something?
So to me, it would make sense if there was some extraterrestrial involvement in creating this in Africa.
It's pretty interesting. It's very, very interesting. A couple of comments from the comment factory over here. Ernie just, I think you got an enemy, Adam. Ernie says, if only you could boot Adam. Wow.
That's, I would just go back to where I grew up, and I'd be way closer to you then, Ernie.
Right, and you're, no one wants to look out a window and see an Adam staring in at them.
I might be confused for Bigfoot if I don't get my hair cut soon.
Yeah, it's you're a friendly Bigfoot.
I'm like Harry and the Hendersons.
Right, exactly. Carol, who I always think that we should bronze because she's such a nice person, she says, just wish your shows were longer. Best station ever. That's very kind. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Oop. And so do we.
And Ernie is just jealous that he's not on. Yeah, I know. I know. He's kind of all about himself. So we see it. We understand. Now, I do want to quickly, before we get too far in towards the end of the show, because I already almost forgot, Monday, we're going to be giving away tickets for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It's going to be a special screening on March 19th. That's going to be in St. Louis Park at the West End. It's going to be at the Showplace, Icon 14. We're going to have a link available where it's just like you have a chance to go and get your tickets. We'll talk about Monday during our show at Paganicon when that link is going to be made available. So you have a chance to win tickets for this. Adam's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Not like any other capacity than chewing a lot of popcorn and watching it. I mean, they're just saying that we're going to be there. I didn't mean to make it sound like that we have anything really to do with this. So
no, but we will promise not to cross the streams because nothing good happens when you cross the streams unless Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Please tell me you're talking about the Ghostbusters reference and nothing else. Just want to make sure that
we've only got one urinal in this building, so, and you're not even here, so yeah.
It's true. Well, it's true. It's like it's one of those unisex bathrooms, not by choice.
No.
So
that'll eventually get fixed.
Will it?
Well, that's why we keep keep reaching out to like Jason Hawes. Yeah. Cuz he works for Roto-Rooter, so
Yeah. I mean, I
come
don't
on
know.
And fix our toilet. We might talk to you about ghosts.
I really do appreciate your positivity. I mean, that is really nice, but yeah.
Somebody's
I mean,
got to be positive.
Well, you know, it's not going to be me. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. Let's see, next week, like we said, we have Paganicon. Our featured guest for that convention is coming in Monday. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And then Susan B. Martinez is going to be on. We're going to be talking about her book, same with John Russell. We had a couple books about angels, magic, ghosts. It's going to be a fun week next week, and I'm really excited for that. And then when we get closer to Easter, we're going to be talking about the Shroud of Turin, and I am really excited for that conversation.
Growing up Catholic, I'm glad that's a Wednesday night. And I'm going to be around.
Yeah, and I've already been talking with our guest about that, Robert Wilcox, and he's already saying stuff to me, and I was like, yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Perfect.
I'm liking this a lot. Yeah, so I think we're going to have a good time there, and it's going to be great. Now, as we wrap up the week, don't forget, on Monday, we're going to have the folks from Paganicon. That's starting a week from tonight. So don't forget to go to tcpaganpride.org to get your tickets for that. It's going to be a fantastic weekend of sharing your yourself and learning and growing as an individual. Please make sure to visit ghostboxradio.com to find past episodes of our radio shows and like us over at Facebook at Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. Also send any comments or feedback to comment@ghostboxradio.com. Don't forget to check out the Best of Ghostbox Radio airing Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. on AM 950. Finally, whether you're chasing spirits or just drinking them tonight, please be careful out there. We'll see you Monday as we talk about Paganicon. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. I don't want to play. I just want to bang.